everybody. Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm P. And we are coming to you with a special episode today. This is a pretty exciting episode.
Bonus ep. Easter egg. It's an Easter egg. And it's Easter almost. Is that what I don't know what an Easter egg is.
That's when you find something. An Easter egg is when something's real obvious and we make sure you can find it.
Right. When you something you really promote.
Right, exactly. So the idea here is that we are now, as you may or may not have heard, we're doing our podcast and our live show for the Nerdist channel at youtube.com/Nerdist. It's going to be a video show. Our first show is going to feature Judah Friedlander and Joe Kelly, which is awesome.
Very exciting.
We did it this past Tuesday live at Pianos in New York City at 7:30.
Cool space.
Yeah, but because of the new schedule, because there's time to edit things in video, the video show is going to come out the next Wednesday, timed out with our podcast. Because of that, we haven't had a podcast go up in a little while. So what we thought we'd do for you guys is we are going to go down the diamond list and we are going to review every single title that we read.
And some we haven't.
This week. Some we're just going to make shit up. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah, that sounds great to me. Are you hoping for the audience? What are you doing, Pete?
Pete seems a little lost right now. Pete is kind of just
holding comic books and staring at us like, I don't know what to do.
Comic books, guys. I like it.
Well, you have a music stand right now, and it's just covered in comic books.
That's how I roll.
So you can return to them so you can make sure you remember what everything is.
Well, right? My music stand has music on it because I'm going to sing a lot of my reviews.
Yeah, if you could do that. Pickens County Horror.
All right, let's
do this. Let's get through this as quickly and efficiently as we possibly can, you guys. Right. Please, let's
get
down
to business. That's the way I do everything in life.
Great. First title to talk about from Dark Horse Comics, Angel and Faith number 8. Have you guys been reading this series at all?
Is Angel from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yes, he is.
Nope.
Cool. I love this series, actually.
I've heard it's very good.
It's really, really good. It's by Christos Gage, who I love a lot of his stuff. Really good stuff. Really well written. What he's doing in this arc, he makes it very accessible to people who don't know anything about Buffy. It's basically about a vampire with a soul and a person who usually kills vampires teaming up together, solving mysteries. That's ostensibly what it's about.
Like Angela Lansbury and Jerry Orbach in Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, you're killing me here.
This is going to take 2 hours to go through every comic that came out. Are you kidding me?
If it's going to take 2 hours, it's going to take two
this
hours.
Is ridiculous.
This is a great baseline for anyone.
My point is, with this arc, he's dealing in very complex ways with issues of what it means to be a father. In different ways. Really cool comic. Definitely pick it up. Here's one I'm sure Pete's read at least, right? BPRD, Hell on Earth, Pickens County Horror number 1.
No, didn't pick it up.
Oh, Pete, come on. Yes.
I've been loving all the BPRD stuff.
Yeah, me too. It was one of those things where I only had a certain amount of money. Didn't make the
save cut. Your stop story for the cab on the way home.
I can actually see your heart breaking from over here right now.
BPRD has been ramping up. It's one of the rare sort of comic universes where everything is almost one story, and so it's really cool to sort of dip into it. And it's all very bleak. Everything's bleak. But
this issue
awesome.
In particular, this is part one of a 2-part story. And the cool thing about it is, you know, usually you have Hellboy, you have Abe Sapien right in the middle of things. This is two people who are not them. It's just two regular operatives.
They've been focusing a lot lately in BPRD on sort of the ancillary characters, which is just as good. In my mind.
The cool thing about this issue, I don't know what's going to happen next issue, but it really seems to imply they're just totally screwed. There is no way they're going to get
out of it. That's been the status quo for like 2 years for the BPRD.
All right. Immortal Demon IT Blood number 4. Pass. King Conan, Phoenix on the Sword number 3 of 4.
I have been reading the other Conan book, the Brian Wood, which didn't come out this week, which is awesome.
That is great.
The Becky Cloonan and Brian Wood book. Really good.
And that's just called Conan the Barbarian, right?
Yeah.
The Dardarian?
Yep.
They spelled it wrong and they just had to go with it.
Yeah, and that's a common mistake.
All right. Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi Force Storm number 1.
Let me be honest. I read Star Wars comics for about a year.
Yeah.
And then I had to get out. It's like a Snuggie. Like, you can't escape once you're inside.
You can actually escape from a Snuggie.
No,
I'm pretty sure you can.
I used to date a girl. I gave her a Snuggie. I never saw her again.
Wow. So you're admitting you killed the girl.
I didn't kill her. I think the Snuggie has trapped her. It's not like she just decided not to call me back.
He didn't kill her. She just died from complications he caused.
Nobody's actually talking about this Star Wars comic.
Let's move on. We're going to move on to DC Comics stuff. All-Star Western number 7. Pete?
All right. Now, this is a perfect example of how this is ruining what used to be an amazing series.
Oh, come on. You're ridiculous.
No. Now, all of a sudden, Jonah Hex is joining a team of people, and he's going to be like on the Avengers, but in the Old West.
That sounds awesome. Every man needs friends.
No.
That sounds great.
That's not what this comic
is
about.
Thank you, Pete. I just want to say thank you so much for selling me on this comic.
No, this is horrible. They need to get back to what made this comic awesome. Jonah Hex.
Is what it continues to do.
No. Yep. Nope.
Great book.
Let's talk about one that I think you do like, Aquaman number 7.
Yes.
You like Aquaman a lot, yes. Dude, right?
Aquaman is, this is an amazing series. The relaunch has really got me invigorated about Aquaman, a person I just made fun of until now. So,
person,
a live person who actually exists. And I got, when I saw Black Manta for the first time, spoiler, it was amazing.
I actually love this issue as well. I feel like a lot of the issues so far have been sort of almost commenting on or making fun of Aquaman.
Yeah.
And this one I was like, oh, great. We're sort of moving past that, and it's about a story. And we're getting to see there's a backstory to Arthur's life with the reveal of this, the beginning of this arc.
My only slight qualm with this issue, and I do like this, is that this is going to sound ridiculous. There's not enough of it. The issue is a little short.
There's another issue coming up.
What?
Yeah, it's to be continued.
When does that happen?
About a month. About a month from now.
You guys, stay tuned
to issue number 8.
All right, Batman the Dark Knight number 7.
I have stopped reading this title.
Blackhawks number 7.
I never started reading this title.
Flash number 7.
Nope. Love this title. Yes. A lot of people love Geoff Johns, like the ultimate Flash writer. I got to say, this series has been really good with Francis Monopole.
Those guys are awesome.
It's really good, and it's like very different. It seems very different from the rest of the New 52 in a good way, and also like new territory for the Flash. Like, he's being blamed for setting off the EMP by the media and the whole town, and it's really good. I love it.
In case you're wondering what that sound was, Pete threw a gigantic stack of comics on the floor.
That's because we
went tantrum.
Over.
I totally agree with you about the Flash, though.
Yeah.
Flash is one of my favorite characters. I was not totally into the series at the beginning, but I feel like the team has taken a little while. They come to their own. These past two issues have been amazing, and Francis Manapul's art is sick.
Sick.
All right, let's move on. Fury of Firestorm, the Nuclear Men, number 7.
I'm not reading this. I wish I liked this better because I love Firestorm.
All right. Green Lantern, New Guardians, number 7.
I love Green Lantern, but I stopped reading this as well.
Vampire, number 7.
What?
We've gone down some horrible hole. Justice League Dark, number 7.
I'm going to start picking that up.
Are you?
Yes. Have you been reading it?
I read the first couple of issues. I just let it slip for no particular reason.
I like it. The stuff I've heard about it, I've been really liking. So I'm going to get back into it.
You could just read Wikipedia if you want.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
forget this show. Smash.
Legion Secret Origin, number 6.
I'm reading the other Legion title, Legion Lost.
Cool. New Deadwardians, number 1.
Did you read it?
No.
Oh. Neither did I.
Savage Hawkman, number 7.
Pass. Wish it was better.
Scalped, number 57.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
here we go. Stop the bus. Stop the bus.
That was close.
Is this good for the fans to hear us say this stuff?
I don't know.
I guess it's probably.
We'll find out.
I think it's really interesting for them.
Here, for those of you listening, if we pass over a book that we aren't reading, tell us why we should read it. How about that?
Yeah, we're not going to listen to you, but thanks for chatting.
No, we will listen.
Why would you
say I'm not going
to
listen.
Alex
to
is
that.
Angry.
Yeah. Okay.
Tiny Tank.
Scalp number 57
is amazing. This series is so powerful, so different. So just not only is the writing amazing, the art is fantastic. Scary issue, man. There was that one point, again, spoiler, where the guy starts slitting his wrist, and I was like, what?
Red Crow. Yeah, this coming to the end. I think there are only two more issues after this one. And this is an amazing series, top to bottom. It's been, this last arc flashed forward a few years to sort of the repercussions. So it's almost an epilogue. But we get to see, like, everything's good for our main character, Dash, and then maybe it's not so good.
Yeah.
But it's coming to an end in a really sweet way. So definitely pick it up.
It's so powerful.
Spaceman, number 5.
I like this series a lot. I have continued to read this. This is Eduardo
Risso
and Brian Azzarello. And it's really good, really unique series. Very, like, different. Like, even the language they're using is very different, and it's cool, though. It's sort of a two-part thing with a spaceman in space and then a spaceman on the ground.
I dropped it after this price increase.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you mean the first
issue?
Old man LePage. Yeah, the first one was $1.
Yeah, and I thought that's what they were all going to be.
No, nobody ever said that.
What have you got for $1 lately, Pete, besides that T-shirt?
Come on. Superman, number 7.
Not reading.
Nope.
Teen Titans, number 7.
Nope.
Okay, Unwritten number
35.5.
Dude, this series is amazing.
I love this series, top to bottom. I want to see a TV show, a movie, a novel series, a web show.
I'll say, after last issue, I had no idea where this series could go from there because it was basically apocalyptic. It ended almost everything that's been building the entire series. This one gives a tease of where things are going to go, and I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Voodoo number 7. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to run through these real quick. Cobra Ongoing number 11, Dorothy of Oz prequel number 1, Hawken number 3, Infestation 2, G.I. Joe number 2, Magic the Gathering number 3, Star Trek Ongoing number 7. Yes, I read that. I read that. Star Trek number 7.
You love this.
I actually really liked it a lot. This is picking up pretty much directly from the most recent Star Trek movie. The idea of the series is that they're repositioning. All right, come on, thumbs down, Pete. They're repositioning the original series episodes with the new crew from the movie. I thought this issue was really cool, picking up on stuff. It's a nice payoff for people who have been wondering what's going on with Star Trek 2. Pete's totally wrong. Let's move on.
All my organs are shut down.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 8.
Pete, gotta be reading this. No. Michael Bay's writing this.
Yeah, no, it's great. They're actually aliens.
That's not funny.
Alpha Girl Dead number step. 2 from Image Comics. I'm okay with this series. Have you been reading this?
Yeah, I read the first one. I wanted to pick up the second one. But,
yeah, I think it's all right. I think the second issue was an improvement over the first issue. It's basically zombie apocalypse, but where makeup causes the zombie apocalypse.
Makeup?
Makeup, yeah. It's for ladies. Not really. That's it's not for true. Everybody.
Makeup's for ladies? Not true. I've proven that wrong.
Yeah, we wore makeup on Tuesday.
We did not wear makeup.
I wear eyeliner.
Did you guys read Bloodstrike number 26?
Pete did. He's holding it up.
What do you think about Bloodstrike, Pete? Bloodstrike, Pete.
So Tim Seeley's on this.
Yeah.
Fan favorite Tim Seeley.
Touchy-feely Tim Seeley.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I'm not a big fan of Bloodstrike, and I realize that does matter when you pick up a title. because even if you like the writer, you're like, oh man, this is going to be great. This guy's an amazing author, but you really got to be into the world. And I was pretty lost throughout the whole thing. And I thought he was going to die when he got his guts ripped out. Turns out that doesn't matter.
Jeez,
just like in real life. Let's move on to another title, Bulletproof Coffin Disinterred number 3.
Love this title.
This series is great.
Crazy.
This is one of my favorite series. Pete is shaking his head yes, yes, yes right now.
First one that turned us on to this whole thing.
Yeah. The first series before it got
this is
more
awesome. Every
out
issue
for
is completely different. This one mixes reality and comic books and sci-fi movies and action figures. It's awesome. If you're not picking it up, definitely please
it's
do
so
pick
creative.
It up. It's great. Then let's see. Invincible number 89. No, that's second printing. Who cares?
Second
Morning
printing.
Glories number 17.
Love this series.
Yeah, you keep reading this.
I keep reading it. It's
this
very
is the
good.
Second to last issue, I think, of this run, and then they're going to do a second season. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody discover the people who are slaves living underneath the school yet?
They're not slaves. They go to school there.
Yeah, but what about
they're called students?
No, but what about in the first issue, it had the, like, they were upstairs complaining about everything, and then underneath was
right.
Yeah.
That
no, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a great issue. Walking Dead number 95, part of a larger world.
Love this arc.
Part 3 of
expanding,
a world.
Expanding the Walking Dead universe into a much larger world, as said. Again, though, I felt this to be repetitive.
Don't watch yourself.
I felt
you
this
watch
issue
yourself.
To be a little. The action was a little repetitive to basically every time Rick meets new people and he does something terribly savage and they're like, yo, what's with that guy? And he's like, what?
No, that was awesome. No,
this
Rick
is a tough
bad.
Time.
No, Rick is badass, dude.
Don't you see? We're the Walking Dead. Go!
You're a douchebag.
Let's move on to some Marvel books. Astonishing X-Men number 48.
I would just like to say Walking Dead was amazing, Justin.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Unrelated.
Astonishing X-Men, I liked a lot. This is the start of
Marjorie Liu's.
I love seeing Cecilia Reyes come back. I thought that was a lot of fun. And I'm really curious to see where it goes. There's a tease of the Marauders at the end there, and I thought that was awesome.
Popular villains right now.
Yeah, there you go. Avengers 24.1, focusing on the Vision. Solid issue.
Yeah, I read this. Pretty good. I don't know what, like, as a point one, I don't know. I guess we're learning about the Vision. I feel like he's going to maybe play a big part in AVX.
Yeah, we'll have to
coming
see.
Coming up, because he's been around a lot.
Yeah.
But I love, they're like, geez, really harsh, Vision. Why are you so mean to Scarlet Witch? And he's like, I don't know. And then he cries.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was actually AVX number zero, which
is
next
year. Yeah. Oh, really, my bad. Wow. Yeah,
but, no, that's fine. But AVX number zero, what did you guys think about this issue as the kickoff to the event?
Very specific. We had a story about hope and a story about vision. I liked it.
Two separate stories.
Yeah.
But I loved the moment where Hope takes out the member of the Serpent Squad with her forehead.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
Why does everybody always headbutt? And she keeps headbutting the guy and headbutting the guy.
And then she figures out why people do it.
Yeah. All right. Dokken Dark Wolverine number 23. Last issue with Dokken.
Ending the series. I love this series. It's a sad ending because there was a lot of the play with this character of having him be like maybe a villain, maybe a hero, and it's sort of pretty firmly saying he was a bit of a dick.
Can I just ask a question? Did Punisher show up and kill Dokken?
No, nope. He killed Punisher again. Several times he kept bringing him back to life.
When that happens, then I'll start caring.
Great.
Daredevil number 10.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Nope.
Really?
What?
You didn't like it?
It's so dark and weird, both these guys are like fighting for something, and then they realize like, oh, we just need to talk about our problems more.
No, this is a beautifully drawn
issue.
No,
yes, it was amazingly drawn. Nobody's saying that.
But I love it. It's characters who are like they have different reasons. Like they're fighting, but they're like, why are we fighting?
Yeah.
It's great. It was really smart stuff. I'm really looking forward to the crossover coming up, the Omega Effect.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's
going to
be great.
Fantastic. Really excited about
Pete's wrong, everybody. Pick up Daredevil.
I'm not saying it's horrible. I just thought this issue got a little weird.
If you don't say it's the best title of all time, you're wrong.
I will not say that.
FF number 16.
I read this. I've been picking this up a lot. This is a great issue. We get to hear the aftermath of the big events going on in the main title. Love this a lot.
Can I just say that I actually like this better than the last issue of Fantastic Four?
Me too.
I thought it was more fun, more enjoyable, more payoff moments.
I love the art by Dragata, and I like the characters are much more real here, I think.
All right. Ghost Rider number 9. Ghost Rider number 9.
And Soul to Pila Page.
Okay. Kick-Ass 2 number 7.
No.
Great.
Yeah.
Thor number 12. I loved this issue. Mighty Thor number 12 might be my favorite issue of the week, which totally shocked
me.
It's tying up the Mighty Tannerus storyline where a troll has taken over Thor's identity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are just so many fun moments in here that Matt Fraction writes so well. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but there's one where Thor, after pounding on a God-eater's heart, bursts back into reality, flies down, points at the troll who's taken over his life, and says, "You, troll, unhand my mother." And it's just this awesome rock and roll moment. I just thought it was great.
Well, so many people in rock and roll hate when people touch their mothers.
Well, trolls.
Ah.
Moon Knight, number 11.
I love Moon Knight. I'm sad to see it go.
Yeah, New Avengers, number 23.
Yep, read it.
Cool.
Awesome.
I thought it was fun. I like the Scar action in here. I thought it was well drawn by Mike Diodato.
That one panel was unbelievable.
A kickoff panel where it's new Dark Avengers versus Scar, Song of Hulk, fight, go.
That was also really awesome. But the part where Scar was like, "Where's Captain America?" The guy was like, punches him. Where's Captain America? Right this way. That was badass.
All right. 12, number 11.
Yeah. Loving this series. This is the second last issue. This sort of ties up all the action, and I think the next issue is going to be an epilogue. This issue's great.
No man junk?
No crotch. Okay. It's just a Ken doll style for the dynamic man. This has been a great series. Obviously, it's taken a number of years to get it out there, but I really liked it.
Yeah. Uncanny X-Force, number 23.
Great.
Oh, man.
This arc's been sort of crazy, but I still like it. I'm looking forward to the next
amazing
one.
Job
yeah,
on this.
It is tough to follow up on that Dark Angel storyline, which I thought was fantastic. One of the best storylines possibly of all time.
I think this is doing it, though. This is so powerful. When she walks away and she was like, "You made me do it."
Yeah,
I was like,
it was
damn.
A little weird. It seemed like a little crazy that there was no other option besides her.
Sometimes there isn't. Heed the moment, dude. You got to kill people.
Yeah.
We're going to move on real quick. X-Men Legacy, number 264.
I read that's bringing back Mimic and the Omega Man. A lot of Rogue. We hear a lot of Rogue. I'm interested in the Rogue Magneto versus Rogue Gambit relationship. And this sort of playing out some older things to be continued. I like it.
All right, cool. And then we're heading into other stuff. I'm just going to do a quick scan, imagining. Oh, you did read New Deadwardians, Pete?
Oh, I've been waiting for that the whole time. I didn't know.
Yeah, we talked about it like 50 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What'd you think?
I just felt like they did such a job of making the main character like so creepy and distant that I couldn't get on board with him. I really liked the idea of the series. I thought it was cool and original, but I couldn't get behind it.
All right. Last thing to talk about, Roger Langridge's Snarked number 6. I love this series. It is so much fun, issue after issue. The fact that he manages to put vaudevillian humor directly into the book. For those of you who aren't reading it, it's a mashup of stuff from Lewis Carroll, from the Wonderland books and whatnot, but it's a really great all-ages series. His art style is really inviting, and there's really fun, really goofy, ridiculous bits, but also a great amount of heart to it at the same time. Oh. And if you like quest books, there's a good quest in it.
Oh,
all right.
That's nice.
So, guys, there you go. That is the entire diamond list. Yeah. Let's go kill ourselves. Very exciting. But before we do that, a couple of things before we go. You can, of course, check us out at comicbookclublive.com. Write us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. Where are all the places that people can check us out?
On Twitter at comicbookclublive.
Yeah.
Friend us on Facebook to hear about all the amazing live shows we do.
Right. And in terms of live shows, they are now Tuesday nights, 7:30 at Pianos in New York City, completely 100% for free. Yes. This coming Tuesday, we're going to have two of the guys from Ugly Americans are going to be on the show. The Tuesday awesome. After that, we're going to have The Daily Show's Al Madrigal and also Axel Alonso, who's the EIC of Marvel Comics, is going to be on the show. And if you want to read the rest of the schedule as we book it, that's, again, on our website. Of course, check us out on Nerdist.com. And on Wednesdays, full audio podcasts are going up, and the video, more importantly, is going up, YouTube.com/Nerdist. Please subscribe so you get the videos right then and there. And that's it. We'll see you next time.
Later,
thanks,
guys.
Everybody.
Bye.
Appreciate it.